Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're in the office. We're indoors. It's howling a gale outside and too blowy to even think about getting a recording done. So today, we're indoors. Every now and again, you hear something profound. And today, I want to talk to you about that profound, that not profanity, but that profound thing that I've become aware of. And that word is authenticity. You see, I think there's, as it says in the Mahabharata, the famous Hindu poem, I think there's a war going on inside most people's head. And the war is the battle between what we say and what we think. We might have angry thoughts, we might have disappointment, we might have ambitions, we might have love, we might have frustration. We might have something going on inside, and yet the words that come out might not reveal that. And so we're left with the inner world, the private world, and the public world. And when it comes to this sort of handling, this sort of authenticity, what I've noticed is there's a lot of people who can't. They can't handle the divergence between our public and our private. In inner wealth, I encourage people to do what I call make your privates public. In other words, if you feel it and you think it, then say it and do it. But if you're not going to say it and do it, change what you think and change what you feel. Now, I don't believe that the war between the outer and the inner world does anything else but sabotage the longevity of a person's life and the well-being of their present life. It sabotages their vision and certainly it takes them off purpose. So let's talk about this inner and outer, the public and private persona. When I work with Indigenous people around the world, when I work with First Nation Canada, for example, or I work with Sherpa up in the Himalayas, they have an uncanny habit of speaking as little as possible quite often, but speaking their truth. Is that what their inner world is saying, or have they decided that what they're attached to on the outside should therefore be what they're attached to on the inside? Now, that might seem confusing at first, that if you're attached, let's say you're attached to a dog and you love that dog and you want to keep that dog, but inside you, you're worried about the cost of feeding the dog, you're worried about grooming the dog, you're worried about walking the dog, and inside it's a nuisance, but on the outside you're very attached to the dog. Now you have a choice. You have this weighted equation you have to work with as to which one should I be loyal to, the attachment or to the truth. First Nation people, if you go back and find any of that particular echelon of individual who is relatively true to their core, will change what they think and feel. They'll change their truth. So they'll know that they have an argument between what they're saying and what they're feeling, and they'll change what they're feeling to match what they're saying. I've never, in the history of working with First Nation Canada and the history of working with the Sherpa people of the Himalayas of Nepal, found a single individual in those cultures who would speak with what we call a forked tongue. And a forked tongue is to say one thing to one person and then express your frustration to another. The ability to do this causes us to have mental health problems, personal anxiety, stress, discord between who we think we are and who we say we are, and discord between the amalgamated groups of people we call friends and family. I think if you're going to say it, do it. And if you're going to say it only in a singularity. In other words, say it straight. This is what I feel and think, and this is what I'm committed to. This is what I'm attached to. But then, for goodness sake, don't find another person to marry the opposite equation and say, I'm bloody frustrated with my boss but in your boss's face say, I'm not frustrated with you. This is forked tongue. And this forked tongue causes a war left to right in your brain. Left side, right side of the brain. And the left side, right side argument is going to lead to dementia, it's going to lead to Parkinson's, it's going to lead to all sorts of emotional stress because these are the emotions we have in our brain, and it's going to cause you to be dysfunctional. The front side and the back side of the brain can also become a war. When we say one thing to a person, I like you, but we think in our brain, no, I don't. So if the truth inside you is, I don't like this person, but the words you speak are, I like this person, then you have an obligation to resolve this war. And the reconciliation of the war is not some moderate point where you say, I like them sometimes and I don't like them sometimes. The moderation of this argument is to change how you think. This thing, the way we think, what we call our truth, is as soft and malleable as the grass beneath your feet. It's as soft and malleable as the ocean waves in the ocean. You can change what you think, but if you speak it, think it. Now, authenticity is a huge thing because when we listen to Goggins or Anthony Robbins or one of these great speakers in the world, Brian Tracy, telling you to go for your goals and go for what you want and write it down, what they're basically saying is make sure there's no war inside of you. Make sure that if you say you're going to want something, say you're going to do something, if you say you need something, if you say you've got to have something, make sure that the brain that's behind it isn't speaking a different truth. Because if it is, that war is going to destroy your vision, it's going to destroy your happiness, and it's going to take you off purpose. And you know, like I know, that nature destroys anything that doesn't fulfill its purpose. That's a good start for the Authenticity Week. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.